This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Rob Dew is going to be taking over in the next segment. He's going to be talking to Ella Grace, who's author of America is Infected. She's going to talk to you about the situation that happened with her family, the way Child Protective Services came after her with a situation because her child caught a disease. In this segment, I want to go back to something that I just briefly touched on earlier in the show. There's this article from Wired Magazine saying calling Uber is cooler than owning a car, and all the automakers want in. Now, they're focusing in this article on how all the automakers are making alliances with Lyft or with Uber or with some of these other ride-sharing software companies. So you've got General Motors, as they point out, poured a lot of money into Lyft. They're going to be doing a joint effort there. Toyota and Volkswagen are joining up with others. Israeli ride-hailing startup Gett is going to be joining up with Toyota. And Toyota is also, I'm sorry, that was VW. They're investing $300 million in the Israeli ride-sharing company. Toyota has signed a memo of understanding with Uber. So they're making all these alliances. And they've made an alliance to lobby Congress. We've mentioned this before. We've got Ford and Volvo, the automobile companies, joining with Uber and Lyft and with Google in order to shut down any regulation of self-driving cars. That's where this is headed. And what they're trying to sell you on is the idea that you really don't want to own a car. I remember 30, 40 years ago, they were telling everybody, look, yeah, we're sending manufacturing overseas. Okay, fine. We understand that. You know, NAFTA, we had Ross Perot complaining about NAFTA, said it was a giant sucking sound. They said, no. You don't want manufacturing jobs. Those are nasty. Those are smokestack industry jobs. You want a clean service economy. And as Gerald Celente has pointed out many times, you know, you want to live in a service economy, you're going to be a servant. Those jobs don't pay as well. They also don't give us the infrastructure for independence, for freedom, for liberty, for prosperity. They don't give us the ability to be able to create the devices that make us self-reliant and give us the ability to defend ourselves. And so now we're going from this, them selling us the service economy, to them selling you the renter economy. We've seen these trade deals that have been put out, and they say, well, the stakeholders have been consulted on this. Yeah, we didn't tell you. We didn't tell your elected representatives because you don't really matter. You're not a stakeholder. You don't have a stake in the future. You don't own anything. And as we pointed out earlier this week, you've got of the cash that is held by non-financial institutions, five companies have a third of it. Another third is owned by the next 45. Okay, so now you've got the top 50 companies own two-thirds of the cash. And the remaining third is owned by all the rest of the companies. But think about how concentrated that has become, how concentrated that ownership of cash has become. Just as we've seen, 90% of the media is controlled by five media companies. And, of course, that may be smaller now. That's a couple of years old. We see that five companies own 30% of the cash. Now, are you going to own anything in the future? They say that's not cool to own anything. They say people don't want cars. They want rides. You need to understand what's really at stake here, okay? You need to understand that you don't merely want a ride. You want liberty. You want independence. You want control over your transportation, the freedom to go where you want, when you want to go. Car companies used to understand that. When I was a kid, Chevy had the commercial. Many of you might remember this. You can look it up on YouTube. You had Dinah Shore singing, "See the USA in a Chevrolet," okay? They were selling you independence. They were selling you freedom. They're saying, look, you can get in this thing, you can go anywhere in the country you want, whenever you want, in the style that you want to dedicate your money to. Okay, but now they're telling you, no, that's not cool. You want the government to control your transportation and track everything you do. and you want a few multinational corporations to own that car. There you go. That's my old vacation car. We used to get the, did you see that there? We used to get the cooler, put it in the back, and it was vacation time. That was the signal, the nostalgia that it was vacation time. Those days are maybe gone. I tell you, on my bucket list is...
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
When I was 16 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I am the news director here at for the InfoWars Nightly News and also editor, camera guy. Sometimes I walk around with an iPhone and ask Bernie supporters why they feel that way that they do, and those are always interesting. In fact, we have our two of our reporters out in the field right now, Jakari Jackson and Michael Zimmerman. They're in Anaheim getting ready for another Trump event, which is probably kicking off right about now. I think it kicked off at 12 noon today. And Anaheim's not too far from where myself and Josh Owens were, Costa Mesa, Southern California. It's about an hour difference, and you saw what happened there with the people spinning out and spray painting and beating up people with Trump shirts on. So we can probably expect the same type of behavior from those individuals, and we're going to be playing some of their clips. I can't play a lot of them because we'll show you a video and I'll narrate over top of it. But and so if you're watching at infowars.com/show, you'll actually see the video of how these people act and how they act around other people's children, the
innate cursing. You have to go watch these videos for yourself. You can go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It's called The Alex Jones Channel. But before we get to those, I want to play, this is from the article, MSNBC panel calls out Trump for pushing the crazy vortex of Alex Jones, Matt Drudge conspiracy theories. And this is Chris Hayes and his cohorts getting mad because, you know, Trump is putting out advertisements about Vince Foster's death, bringing up, you know, Bill Clinton's rape allegations. You know, he didn't even get to the part, you know, here's that Bill Clinton allegedly flew on pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's sex jet with traffic girls 26 times. I haven't even got to that yet. And that's who we might put in the White House? Are you kidding me? To quote Carl the Cuck. Anyway, let's go to that clip right now. Speaking of cucks, let's go talk to, let's see what Chris Hayes has to say about people talking about known liars.
He has a habit, Trump, of anything that's raised to him, anything.
Any conspiracy theory.
Doesn't matter.
I like to picture his email inbox as being like all subject line forward, re, forward, colon, all caps, Benghazi sex scandal or something. You know, like any conspiracy theory, no matter how ridiculous it is.
And he likes shouting from the audience too, right? You know, so it's a crowdsourced campaign, and he's just throwing this stuff back out there. And so far with the Republican primary, it's worked. I mean, I just think that bringing Vince Foster into the context of the general election is ridiculous, and it's going to backfire.
This is a guy who, what did he raise the specter that Ted Cruz's father had a hand in the Kennedy assassination? So, I mean,
On election day in Indiana, which he later was like, oh, well, I don't know, it's just out there.
Right. There are no holds barred for Donald Trump, and I absolutely agree. There's no downside for him with this electorate. This works, and I expect he's going to continue.
This electorate, though, is a key question.
Right.
I mean, to me, this seems, and Michael, I think you've been a really astute observer of how this played out in the primary, but to me, there are lots of ways of going after Hillary Clinton that may or may not be effective. Maybe Vince Foster was, maybe the ex-president and his wife, the current presidential nominee, had a dude murdered. First of all, that's not a normal, I just want to be clear, this is not a normal campaign like, they're really getting in the mud, and one's calling for politically expedient to me. Why has we spent the first 8 days, and maybe there's no explanation, right into the 90s stuff? Like, that just seems like such a bizarre place to go.
I can't speak to his mind. I mean, literally, he could have seen one of those 90s era, like the most repugnant 90s era bumper sticker, which was, if Vince Foster had a gun, he'd still be alive.
I remember that one.
You know, that could have been the reason.
Like anything that flitted across.
But the thing is that Trump, it seems that the Republican electorate, at least so far, had such a low bar for him to clear as far as credibility. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is the public's bar, that in a sense, people, the idea that he would say crazy things is sort of just built in.
I don't want to diminish the people that are out there that feel a certain amount of angst and anxiety about the economy. And to me, anything that they're hearing that just pokes jabs at their view of the establishment, I think, is what's carrying the day. And any sort of conspiracy theory, anything from the 80s, the 90s, or even beyond, I think is just continuously stoking that fear.
But this also just feels very narrowcast to me. I mean, this I really think, it's been amazing to watch this. I mean, you got Alex Jones, who I've been watching a lot recently. He's like the main conspiracy theorist, the sort of probably the most popular in American life right now. You know, Roger Stone goes on that show every day. Right. There's this crazy vortex of all that stuff back from the 90s and Dan Burton firing a gun, you know, into a pumpkin or whatever the hell it was. All of that stuff, which has been simmering there forever and Drudge is stoked, is now sort of exploding through the channel of Trump. And part of the challenge, Michael, it strikes me is, and you just, Basil, referenced it, right? Like, the press covers what candidates say.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate, you can say whatever you want, right? Like, there's total protection for libel and things like that, for slander. Like, here is Donald Trump. He can say whatever, and it's going to get covered because he's the candidate.
Wow. Yeah. So they're really running scared right now. They are pissed off that these things are being brought back up because they want to anoint Hillary and install her into the presidency. And they don't want you to have a say. And they're really pissed off that a lot of America is responding to Trump's message. Now, you have this vocal minority who wants socialism and wants to turn most of the Southwest into Mexico, running around bitching. I'm venturing to guess that a lot of these people aren't even American citizens. This next guy, he is, but he's... We're going to play this video. This is somebody Jakari Jackson interviewed right after they shot tear gas into the rioters last night after they were done, you know, beating up people in wheelchairs and cussing out little children and breaking windows and hitting horses, mounted police horses. Anyway, here's a protester that's blaming all this behavior on Donald Trump, and Jakari actually calls him out on it. So here's that clip.
All right, so we're outside the Trump event. It just wrapped up, or it wrapped up a while ago, but probably about 20 minutes ago, they shot the tear gas off. We talked to the gentleman, and he wants to tell us his thoughts on it.
The only reason that they started shooting tear gas at us is because an old man was pushed by a police officer. I asked, let him pass. Let him walk away. He had a cane. No, he hit them in the face for no apparent reason. When Donald Trump showed up, look how heavy and hate he brought here. I stand for people, our armed services, our men and women in uniform. We're supposed to stand united, but he brings division. He brings hatred. We're supposed to stand united, aren't we? Aren't we all Americans? Our liberty is supposed to be upheld. Our Constitution is supposed to be held in the strongest upset.
I'm challenging you here for 1 second. I'm not a Donald Trump supporter at all, but I'm saying this to you. Donald Trump didn't set any trash can fire. Donald Trump didn't throw any rocks. All the other stuff you've seen out here, he did not do that.
The reason that, fire started earlier, but when that man was attacked by a police officer, that incited violence. Obviously, they brought it. When they attacked that innocent man. Now, what the f*** is that supposed to be about? My bad. Excuse my language.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, look it. We're supposed to protect foreign domestic. But they're domestic here. They're bringing domestic terrorism to us. We're all Americans. We have the free to stand where we please. We're not sheep. We're not slaves. Oh, my bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're supposed to stand. Look at what they're trying to do. They're trying to force us on our knees. American was founded on revolution. We're founded on immigrants. George Washington, we should take example. Abraham Lincoln, Patton, they fought for this country, didn't they? Didn't they do any good? We must stand. We must stand united.
All right, thank you so much. That's one of the demonstrators that's left after the Trump event. As I was saying earlier, this is where, across the street, you see the officers way back there. That's where people were going in, but they exited out of a different door. And this is what's left of the crowd. It's massively diminished. And we'll bring you the latest.
Fire, too.
Oh, okay. I know about that.
No, actual bullets, fine. I don't know where the hell that was at, but...
I mean, do you know who pulled the trigger?
Okay. I believe it was a protester, but I don't know that. Probably the cops or a protester. This is what happens when Donald Trump comes to an nation. But also, we're New Mexico, so let's get this straight. We're not in Mexico. We're New Mexico. We're above Mexico.
All right, thank you, man. All right, more reports.
See, you got a lot of anger and a lot of rage from people, and rightly so. You know, our country is screwed up. But Donald Trump hasn't been in a leadership position. He's been a businessman building his own little, you know, financial empire. He's not the one selling weapons to ISIS. He's not the one that's opened the borders up. He hasn't done any of that. So how can you blame him for this just because he's running for president? And you know, these people are scared and they're afraid. You know, they want to use excuses like, oh, he's not a politician. He has no right to be running for presidency. Like, first of all, like, the presidency is this great office. Look at the last few presidents we've had. We've had Obama. We've had George Bush. George W. Bush. We've had Bill Clinton. George H.W. Bush before that. Our track record isn't that good, people. We put losers into the White House. Total losers. And I say give Donald Trump a chance. He's not a politician. Let's see what he does. He said he's only going to run for 4 years anyway. So in 4 years, you could have your socialist utopia. Now, I want to just play a little bit of let's go to the professional brainwasher. I didn't get a chance to vet this clip all the way to see if I got all the cursing out, so we're just going to roll it, and I'm going to narrate over top of it. But this guy is a public school teacher, and he's wearing an F. Trump shirt. Can you guys roll that clip over top of me while I'm talking so people can see? This guy here, he's a teacher. He's got an F. Trump 2016 shirt on. KKK for Trump. And he's out there saying Hillary Clinton is going to be better for his children. This is the lady that lets Americans die. This is the lady that's probably involved in the murders of some of her cabinet. It's lunacy what these people want. They have no idea who the real enemy is. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more. It's Rob Due in the fourth hour of Infowars.com, the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Ooh, Lord.
never traveled so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have author Ella Grace to talk about her book, America is Infected, which has to do with a condition her son developed and how she had to basically diagnose it herself and treated herself because she was not getting any help from doctors, which is typical of the medical model. But before we get to that, next month, early next month, is Bilderberg 2016. Last year, we went to Austria to the giant pyramid hotel up in the Alps and showed everyone out there how the police were acting like total tyrants, pulling people out of their cars, searching them. We were specifically, the InfoWars crew was persona non grata. They had our photos up in their little booth, just ours with our car and everything, our passport photos. But here's from the Bilderberg website, and the 2016 Bilderberg is going to meet in Dresden, Germany. And Josh Owens and I are going to be there. We're going to go. We're going to meet Paul Watson. But here's what's going on. We're going a few days early, and we're going to, because Germany is, they took over 1 million refugees last year, and they have more coming this year. They're expecting more than that this year. We're going to fly actually into Munich, because Munich is a hotbed for these migrant centers, and also where they're taking over train stations and rioting. You've probably seen the clips on YouTube. I'm going to ask for everybody's help out there. If you know where a migrant center is, or if you know where hotspots are for rioting or anything, please get in touch with me via my email, robd@infowars.com, robd@infowars.com, or contact me through my Twitter, @dewsnews, dewsnewz. So we're going to travel from Munich, probably go through Nuremberg. We're interested in anything in Berlin, Dresden, Leipzig, Nuremberg, Munich, any of those areas. If you know, have any information on migrant locations of migrant camps or hotspots where they congregate and cause trouble, because now they're saying most of the crime in Germany is being caused by non-Germans. Because that's what happens when you open your home to people who really don't respect your way of life. They basically spit all over you. So I want to encourage everyone to get in touch with us through those channels, my email or my Twitter. And please let us know of anything. Or if you know of people who are trying to fight this right now, this migrant invasion that's going on, that's in Germany, we'd love to interview you, talk about your efforts and what you're up against, especially when it comes to if you criticize migrants or anything on social media, were you visited by the police? Anything like that, please get in touch with me. We will be going a few days before Bilderberg. It starts on the 9th, and I think we're heading out earlier than that. So we're going to fly into Munich and check out what's going on there. So please, please, please get in touch with us. You're our eyes and ears out there, essentially. And I'll tweet something out about that today as well. And hopefully we can get some more intel. I've already been talking with several people in Germany, one of which who had a little coup last year, was able to get one of these Bilderberg members at the train station and follow him around and ask him a bunch of questions. That was Mr. Tillman. And then we got more when we were at the airport. So I'm looking forward to this year's Bilderberg. The hotel is right downtown, so I don't know how they're going to block off this giant area that's got businesses all around. I'm anxious to see what the security is going to be like, because I hear German security is worse than Austrian security. Yeah, there's the, if you want to watch it, Bilderberg media mogul confronted at airport. That was Oscar Bronner, who writes for Der Spiegel, I believe. I think that's who he writes for, one of the groups, and I actually confronted him. Of course, none of these guys, even though they're media people, don't want to talk about a giant conglomeration of elites, royalty, masters of finance, business owners who get together, about 200 of them, for a secret weekend of meetings. But nobody wants to talk about what goes on because it's all private. Yet people are paying for the security. People are paying for the overtime for these police to be around. Yet we're not allowed to know what they talk about because they are our masters and we are the sheep. And what you get is what's going on in Venezuela right now, where they're having, 900% of the corn flour that they use. That's how much has gone up in the last month and a half. 900%. There you go. So, and they're expecting the total inflation rate for the country to go up 700% by 2016. Be ready for that. In the last segment, I'm going to play a video clip and narrate over top of it because it does have contain a lot of cussing. Degenerates curse Trump supporters at Albuquerque rally. And this shows the families walking in, the people that are black, white, Hispanic, all walking in and being cursed out by this one man holding a Mexican flag and a lot of other people, too. All these degenerate people that just are afraid. They're afraid of anybody having a different opinion than them. And their opinion is total socialism and total slavery for all. So we'll be back with Ella Grace, author of America is Infected. Coming up next, it's Rob Dew with the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show. You're watching live.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah. All right. Those of you who may be regular listeners of the Alex Jones Show will know Alex loves heavy metal. But also, he kind of freaked out the end of last week when I didn't show up for work. I missed 4 days of work. I don't think I've ever missed 4 days of work in an entire, 5 year span I've been here. And here I missed 4 days in a row. I was in pain, in bed. My lymph nodes were swollen. I couldn't get up. I couldn't move. I had a very low-grade fever. And I went to the doctor, looked me over, said, "I don't know what you have. You could have West Nile. You could have Zika. I don't know." because they don't know half the time. They don't know. They just go, well, it's a virus. You know what he's prescribed me some antibiotics and some anti-inflammatories, which that did work. He called it Super Advil. And that did work. But it helped take down the inflammation. But he doesn't know what I have. And that's why we have our next guest here. She's the author of America is Infected. Her name is Ella Grace. That is her pen name because she's, maybe I'll let her get into that a little bit later. But her son developed a condition, and, of course, doctors don't know. They can't tell you what it is. They say it's ADHD. And here we have, this is from last year, Mother Jones, February 24th. Sales of ADHD meds are skyrocketing, and here's why. Obamacare new diagnostic criteria for adults could mean a major windfall for the makers of ADHD drugs. This is what they pushed on here. There's the headline again right there, and I'll scroll to this, which, oh, it's just a $12.9 billion market right now, and it'll be $17.5 billion by 2020. They have an incentive to push this crap on you, which is basically what legalized speed. How you doing today, Ella?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, I guess, start at the beginning. What happened with your son? You were on your way. You're a spa owner. You had living out the American dream with a small business. And then what happened to your son? What's going on in your family?
My son had a strep infection. And about 2 weeks later, he came down with intense psychiatric symptoms. Within 3 days, he was feeling like spiders were crawling on him. He had an acute case of OCD. He was in the corner, hiding, fearful, terrified. We didn't know what was going on. We contacted the PCP multiple times. Like you mentioned, we don't know. He's probably playing hide-and-go-seek. Of course, I would know if my own son was playing hide-and-go-seek. So ultimately, we ended up taking him to the ER. Mm-hmm. They did some tests, admitted him, ran an MRI, couldn't really find anything, but did some antibiotics, and he got better. They sent us home with a prescription for Zoloft and told us to take him to therapy. The whole time, I'm thinking, this is crazy. Zoloft for strep. So the next few years, this went on, up and down, trying to listen to the PCP. But exactly like you just said.
And what does PCP stand for?
Primary care physician.
Oh, primary care physician. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or pediatrician in this case. And, you know, but never fear. You can always have more ADHD medications, but you can't have what you really need, or they don't spend enough time to figure out what's really going on. And so basically things got worse and worse. And it's similar. This condition is called pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with strep. But nobody would ever really call it what it was or didn't really know how to treat it. Unbeknownst to me, it's extremely controversial, and I'll get into that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we just muddled through. We figured out, basically, when he got to seventh grade, that even different viruses would cause him to what we call, in these kids, flare. A spike in psych symptoms or behavioral problems, and the pressure was on from school officials, from everyone around me to boundaries.
Get him on some meds.
Get him on some meds.
Give him some pills.
Give him some pills. Take him to therapy. You're a bad mother. It's got to be something you're doing in the house. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to quit traveling. I'm going to quit consulting. I'm going to lock this thing down. I'm going to implement total transformation. I'm going to be this perfect mother. And I did. And we worked on that for a year, day in and day out, when he was exposed to strep the second time. And at that point in time, he went off the rails. And that is when I'm going to get into the juvenile courts got involved. The judge tried to take custody from me. It was a complete nightmare. But parallel to what was going on with him, I was also having symptoms, like tingling in my hands and feet. I worked out all the time. I'm a spa owner. I have a certification from the American College of Sports Medicine. I have a biology degree. I know how to eat right. I am healthy. I've always been healthy. And to have these kind of symptoms, of course, I was distracted from them by what was going on with my son, but my hair started to fall out. I had a finger break that wouldn't heal. I mean, they were all like kind of odd symptoms, and none of which was clear enough to the neurologist that I was sent to or the rheumatologist. They didn't know. And I was just like, what is going on? When we fast forward to when we got involved in the juvenile courts, when you go to juvenile court, you will try to tell them what is wrong and what you need, but they will not help you. So don't ever go there. But they will give you a laundry list of additional things that you need to do that you've already done.
In order to keep your children.
In order to keep your children that you already did 4 years ago.
And they assign a minder to you to oversee everything and make sure you're being a good parent.
Because you're completely incompetent and you didn't think to take their cell phone in 2009 before any of this happened. Because you don't know how to parent. So we get into this, and there was a new diagnostic test available that came out for the syndrome that he has in July. We got involved in the courts in June. This is a month later. We get back a positive diagnosis. We go to the courts. Listen, there's something wrong with him. Now he's super advanced. We need this IVIG. He needs all new antibodies for this autoimmune disease of the brain that nobody knows what to do with. And so basically, they don't care. They don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear it. They scoffed at me when I tried to explain to them what was going on, what he needed, the best interest of the child. Not at all. They locked him up in cell for days at a time. I'd go get him, bring him back. Any little violation, like if he's out past 7, you can't have any electronics.
And how old is he by this time?
By this time, he was 13, and he had not even been treated for the first strep infection correctly, much less the second one. He's completely out of control. It's like me trying to manage Old Yeller on a piece of yarn.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
And what was the name of the diagnosis they gave him eventually?
Ultimately, he had PANDAS, pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with strep. And I'm going to explain a little bit more about that, but that evolves into something called pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric syndrome, which involves exacerbation of symptoms with viruses, and it can also be like any kind of addition of chemicals or toxins in the system through foods, everything we hear about, but everything in the world.
Basically, allergies, your environment's attacking you. And this is how the body's responding.
And his, instead of a flare like with rheumatoid arthritis where your knees hurt, he went crazy. I mean, basically had psychiatric symptoms. And nobody could understand it. Nobody got it. He didn't sleep for days on end. But he's a great kid. In between flares, he's awesome at guitar. He's very smart, very handsome. Just a great kid. Just so tragic to watch your child going through this.
But because he wasn't taking ADHD medication, you were being a bad parent.
Because
that's
not
how you were being treated.
He wasn't taking his Zoloft. Yeah. He wasn't this or he wasn't that.
Oh, incidentally, I put up an article here. Zoloft, no better than dummy pill, says lawsuit. This is from 2013. Pfizer was being sued. So, you know, they're trying to push this stuff on you and mandate it like they are trying to mandate vaccines now. Was he vaccinated, fully vaccinated?
He was fully vaccinated, and here is what helped me ultimately, is once we got into the court system, I tried to take him for brain rehabilitation. He went and he got the IVIG. He got 500 milligrams of steroids for the anti-inflammatory, but it was way too much. At one time, he was way too advanced, and he ended up back in the juvenile detention facility. She put him in isolation for 5 weeks.
Jeez.
Solitary confinement at barely
14. That doesn't mess you up at all.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. So basically, that just really got me motivated to figure out what was going on. In the meantime, I had been diagnosed with something called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, some kind of random, never-ending pain arc. And I was supposed to eventually commit suicide because I was never going to get better. There was no cure. I was doing nerve blocks, Cymbalta, psych meds for anxiety. And I was like, I can't keep up with all this. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. So I go back to work at the spa and I start to ask questions. I start to ask my clients questions. I start to notice things. I start to look at family systems and dogs and grandparents. And I mean, I was just obsessed with figuring this thing out because it didn't make any sense. And ultimately, it took me, I guess, maybe several months. We started working with a doctor up in New Jersey that was very helpful, ran the lab work. The only thing that came back on my son's labs was a mycoplasma infection. What is mycoplasma? So I started diving deep into mycoplasma. He had some antibody issues, which is typical in autoimmune stuff. So I started digging into the mycoplasma, digging into it. And I realized there's not any research on mycoplasma from American researchers since 2004. So I'm thinking, what's going
on? Why is that?
There's some over in India from 2010.
Yeah.
So I just, every day I get my hands on, I'm just reading it night and day, night and day. In the meantime, I'm trying to keep custody of my child. Thankfully, I found this amazing attorney that understood CPS and juvenile courts and helped me with that so that I could keep custody. So I start to get a handle on what's going on here. I need to go to the immunologist. I need to take him to infectious disease. Go back to a different pediatrician. Maybe it was that pediatrician. Same thing. I'd like to go to this doctor and this doctor. No, we're going to send you to the endocrinologist and the infectious disease doctor, but we're going to make some little smart aleck comments in the notes so that by the time you get there, they think you're crazy. And, you know, you can get wherever you need to go like that.
Because the state knows best.
Because they know best.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, I ended up figuring out what it was, and it was a horrible, horrible answer, but it is what it is. And when I found the story of Dr. Nicholson and how there had been bioweapons testing done in the Texas prison systems, no less, back in the 80s, that was covered up, I knew right then where we had contracted this organism and how it had spread not through just our family, but also to others outside of our family. I came to understand why everyone I had ever known either came down with breast cancer, autoimmune diseases, went crazy, like this long life of all of these just really, you would think, things that just wouldn't happen to the same person. But ultimately come to find out we were carriers, we were vectors, we were being used to spread this organism. And until we got on the treatment for this genetically modified bacterial infection, we were not going to get better. But we have been doing the treatment now for 18 months, and we are all much better.
Well, and so it's you were having fallout from chemical weapons testing they were doing on prisoners in Texas prisons?
Biological weapons testing. Back in the 80s, and there is a patent for this particular organism I'm speaking of filed by the head researcher of the United States Army Pathology Lab back in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
This organism is called pathogenic mycoplasma. There was a lot of different testing, and I won't get in too heavy, but in the book it goes there. Basically, they genetically modified this organism. They made it heat resistant, more immunosuppressive. They actually wove some of the DNA of specific viruses into the genome of this bacterial infection.
So it could grab other things and
grab
make
other
them
things,
stronger.
It can flare. Oh. It can show this. So it's like a Russian cocktail.
Right.
And so it started to spread in the 80s. It started to the prisoners came down with ALS, MS, rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
It has spread.
Basically any kind of degenerative nervous system.
Anything,
disease.
All this crazy stuff from there, it has just spread. It's like a epidemic, and it is everywhere.
So did you work in the prison system, or how do you think you contracted?
Our brother-in-law was in the Texas prison systems,
okay.
And we let him come stay with us back in 2002, doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
and getting back on his feet.
Right.
And by looking through all of my son's medical records, I was able to pinpoint it.
That's about when it started?
That is when the symptoms started, but they start with OCD.
Right.
They start with ADHD.
Yeah.
They start with problems breathing, headaches.
That's the level
paralyzed.
One, and
That's
then it goes up.
And it just goes. Yeah. And it is true that stress exacerbates the symptoms. It is true that the chemicals in our food exacerbates the symptoms, but this organism lives inside of our cells. And so basically when we have hormone fluctuations and all of these things in our bloodstream, it causes a chemotaxis effect and causes these organisms to burrow deeper into the tissue where they've colonized. So it is scary, but there is a treatment.
Oh my goodness. And you basically found out all this by doing your own research, not depending on the medical model, the prescribed medical model to find out what was wrong, because they weren't going to tell you anything.
In fact, we had to find it in my dog, and
really?
I fired
your
the pediatrician, and I identified every specialist we might need to go to. I went to at least 7 different doctors for my son, at least 4 different doctors for myself. I just listened to each one of them, and at the end of the day, none of them knew. I took my dog to the vet. I requested a polymerase chain reaction test and from Clongen Labs. And the vet did it. I figured he wouldn't know not to do it.
So here on screen, I have immed.org. In the 1980s, the city of Huntsville, Texas, most of the employment was the local state prisons. In the East Texas town, there was a dramatic increase in neurodegenerative, autoimmune, and fatiguing illnesses that were linked to the employment at the local prisons. Although unproven, it was likely this increases in towns like Huntsville were... So, back in the 80s, they were finding this. Mm-hmm. And this has to do with... I guess were they injecting this into prisoners, or were they just putting it out in the air?
Airborne.
It's airborne.
It
so they
airborne.
Would just put it into the the air conditioning ducts
system.
Or the ventilation system.
Yes, and then the wardens and the visitors.
Sure,
and,
everybody gets
yep,
it.
And then it just started to spread. And by this point in time, the head virologist at, well, name names, but said that probably most Americans are carrying some strain of this by now. even if it's maybe less virulent or if it's kind of mutated out of its pathogenicity. But at my sickest point, I was down. I looked like I had HIV.
Well, how does somebody go and find out that they have this microplasma? Is it microplasma?
Mycoplasma.
Mycoplasma in their system. How do they find that out? What tests are out there?
There is a polymerase chain reaction test. It's a nasal swab. Mm-hmm. And you can ask your doctor to do it for you. And he probably won't, but he could ask.
He'll probably think you're crazy for asking.
I mean, yes.
You show him the documents. Look, they were testing this. Everybody's got it. We're in Texas.
Yes.
Please test me.
Test me. And then you overnight it to Clongen Labs and look for mycoplasma species. And then they'll tell you the treatment is something different than it really is. So make sure you get the real treatment from this website as well.
Wow. Well, and, you know, we don't like to tell people, you know, because I'm not a doctor. All I tell people to do is read the damn vaccine insert, and you won't want to inject these things into your kids. And, you know, of course, I was fully vaccinated. My kids are being spared that fate. But your book, America is Infected, where can people go to find it? And it's got everything that you had to go through, all your trials and tribulations. And
all the doctor's visits, what they said, what I asked, what we found, what tests to run, what treatments we did. Yes. Go to AmericaIsInfected.com and click the add to cart or buy now, whatever the button says at this point in time.
That is amazing. Get it shipped. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of the story, Lorenzo's Oil. You know, yes. this kid's dying in bed. They can't figure out what's wrong with him. His dad goes in, but this is before the internet, and he's in these medical libraries, and he develops an oil that reverses his condition. But it took a parent with the will to succeed and the will not to fail. And that's what we need more in this country. We need more people who don't just sit down and submit to the medical model whenever they tell them, take some pills, take some Zoloft, take some ADHD meds, you know. Oh, it's only worth billions of dollars now. Well, it's not a great story. It's a horrible story, but the fact that you're getting this information out there is great. We're going to have you on. We're going to go interview you in the big studio in a second, Ella Grace, and talk more about this. So we'll be right.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know, this song is based off a real person who, Marine, who's one of the Marines who brought the flag up, I think, in Iwo Jima, that famous photograph. Ira Hayes is one of the men in there, and he, of course, came back home and fell into depression and alcoholism and ended up dying in a ditch. But going back to this page I pulled up, immed.org, in the case of prisoners as experimental subjects, Texas has a long history of using prisoners in clinical trials. According to the minutes of the Texas Department of Corrections Board, selected prisons in East Texas were used for experiments that were conducted using various mycoplasma species to determine their pathogenicity and countermeasures against infection. This likely resulted in the spread of mycoplasma illness from prisoners to guards and other prison employees to their immediate family and members in the community. All right, we just had our guest on, Ella Grace, and during the break, Nico brought in the patent for pathogenic mycoplasma, which they patented it back in 1993. Of course, they were probably using it before that, but there's the patent up there. So there it is in triplicate, people. Anyway, we're going to do an extended interview with Miss Ella Grace here coming up in a second. But before we end our show today, I haven't even plugged yet this whole hour. Nason Iodine, 20% off. The sale has been extended. That's X2 Nason Iodine. If you don't have X2 and Silver Bullet in your medicine cabinet, you are crazy. At least I think so. Also, Super Male Vitality is back in stock. And you know, Brain Force, every time I go out in the field and talk to people, almost everybody that's using our products is using Brain Force, and they say it is the most amazing product they've ever had. They stopped drinking coffee because the Brain Force, you know, gets them up and going, and they don't need, coffee after coffee after coffee to get up. They just take two Brain Force, and their brain gets activated. And there's a commercial playing from my own personal story, how I came in at the end of a night. We were premiering the Louis Farrakhan interview, which now has got about 400,000 views, one of them, just the one I worked on, the full interview. And I stayed up here all night just on two Brain Force. I got in about 8 p.m., took that. I was here till 6 a.m., and then I left, went home, slept for about 3 hours, then came back because I was excited that we were premiering that interview. And, took two more Brain Force and was up again the rest of the day, feeling fine. Of course, I did sleep a long time that night to catch up on it. But, you know, the proof's in the pudding, so plenty of people out there using Brain Force. You should try it if you don't have it. Also, Super Male Vitality is back in stock and 20% off X2. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out the great items that we have, all the nutraceuticals that are there. There it is, extended sale, 20% off Survival Shield X2. Let's go ahead and roll this last video. The degenerates cursed Trump supporters at Albuquerque rally. And I encourage you to go listen to what these people have to say. We're just going to show you because the language is so vulgar. It's a guy here waving the Mexican flag who is cursing at, there you just saw parents with two kids. There's a girl there screaming at him, "I can't believe you have children." You should just hear these people screaming at them because they don't have lives of their own. They think that a socialist utopia is around the corner if they could just kill enough rich people. That's what they want. Or if they could just turn this into Mexico, then everything will be fine. No, that's not fine. The reason Mexico is a dirtbag country and you left it is because it sucks, okay? Because you out there, all you Mexicans that have come to the United States have left your country because it's a total dirtbag rot hole. And I'm sorry, that's the way it is, and that's why you've left, and that's why you've come to the United States. But maybe you should go back to your country and make it better. Maybe you should make Mexico great again. All right. right, it's been Rob Due with the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here tomorrow and tonight, the Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central with Leanne McAdoo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.